Mark DeGubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome to another few moments of Bible study together here on the Bread of Life broadcast. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm glad that you're joining us, that we might consider and have a little Bible study together, a little fellowship together in the Word of the Living God. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I hope you will get your Bible or New Testament and study along with us as we look into these wonderful truths concerning the Trinity. We've been talking about the Father, we've talked about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and the Lord Jesus is the one that's presently speaking to His disciples and giving instruction and guidance. We're in chapter 15, and verse 12 was where we left off last time. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now, how much did Christ love us? He gave Himself for us. Verse 13, He says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus says, ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Beloved, are you a friend of Christ's? Do you obey Him? Do you walk in obedience to Him? Are you living to glorify Him with your life? Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Now here again we hear the Father mentioned. Jesus is speaking about the Father again, and He's referring back to His Father, and He said, everything that I've heard from my Father that He's told me, I've made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. What a wonderful passage of Scripture here, beloved. First of all, the Lord was the one who drew us unto Himself. He chose us before the foundation of the world. We're told in several places in Scripture that God chose us before the foundation of the world. One of those passages of Scriptures is in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. And if you'll go on several books over from where we are, John, and then Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. And in Ephesians chapter 1, we find out that He chose us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1 and verse 4. And He's speaking, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see God the Father mentioned, God the Son, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the spiritual realm in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. So God the Father chose us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. And so Jesus chose us. This is what He says. Ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Now, beloved, do you see the unity, the oneness of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit? When the Father chose us, Jesus also chose us. And so He says here, that I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. That's God's goal for my life and for yours, beloved, that we as believers would bring forth fruit to the glory of Almighty God. You see, beloved, we have a purpose. We have a reason for living. There's so many people in this world that are looking for a reason to live. As a matter of fact, there's many who take their own lives because they have no reason for living. They say my life is without meaning. It's without purpose. Oh, beloved, Jesus Christ gives us meaning. He gives us purpose. He gives us a reason for living. And that reason, oh, beloved, makes our life fulfilled and meaningful and joyful and rich and blessed by God. And so he says here, "Ye've not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit." We've been ordained by the Lord Jesus to go forth and bring fruit, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now you see, beloved, have you ever prayed to be a fruitful believer? Have you ever prayed that God would take your life and use it for his glory? Have you ever submitted to his will and said, "Lord, I'm yours, and you can do with me, in me, and through me whatever you want to do to your honor, your glory, and your praise," and then watch God work? Oh, beloved, it is a joy, a wonderful joy to pray that prayer. And you might say, "Well, if I pray that prayer, God may call me to go to Africa." Then if God called you to go to Africa, you better go, and that's the place you'll find the greatest joy and fulfillment and meaning in your life. Oh, beloved, in the center of God's will is the most beautiful and wonderful place to be. I remember an uncle of mine telling about going through a hurricane in Florida, and he was talking about how that the wind blew from one direction, and then suddenly the wind ceased. And the sun came out, and the birds were singing, and he thought, "Well, I guess the storm's over." But in just a little while, the wind began to blow from the other direction, and the storm continued just like it had been, and he realized that they had gone through the eye of the storm. Beloved, in the center of God's will, it's like being in the eye of a hurricane. It's a place of peace and quietness. It's a beautiful place in the center of God's will. No matter what's going on around you, no matter the turmoil, no matter the destruction, no matter the damage, no matter the anguish and the pain, in the center of God's will, oh, beloved, the peace and the joy that you can have in your spirit when you're in the center of God's will. My own sweetheart wife has 3 major diseases. She has lupus, she has Barrett's disease, and she has osteoporosis. She has to be bedbound for fear she'll break a hip or an ankle. And the bones in her body are just like shells. And she just recently moved, and 3 of the vertebras in her back broke, so that she now has 17 broken vertebrae. And you say, "How terrible!" But did you know that she's found greater joy and peace through going through this than she had known before? Because the Lord's become more real to her, and during these days she's been able to read God's Word through over 40 times, probably now over 50 times. She's read the Bible completely through. And oh, she's grown, and she has the sweetest spirit and the sweetest attitude. And how she bears that pain, I don't know. But she has such a sweet spirit through it all, because she's in the center of God's will. She has peace and she has joy. And you say, "You mean it's God's will for her to be ill?" That's right. It's God's will for her to be ill. Because did you know I wouldn't be focusing on this broadcast if it weren't for her illness? I would be involved in a local ministry, which I was involved in for many years, and had very little time for the broadcast. But now that I've had to focus on the broadcast because I had to give up a local ministry in order to take care of my wife, and so I could focus on the broadcast, God has used this broadcast in ways I never imagined and dreamed of. He's opened up mission fields in other countries through this broadcast. And it's been amazing what God has done. And had my wife not been ill, I never would have focused on the broadcast, and these things would have never come about. Beloved, it's all in God's will. We're God's property. He can do with us, in us, and through us whatever He wants to do. And oh, the blessing and the peace of being in the center of God's will. The joy of being where God wants us to be and fulfilling His plan and His purpose and His will for our life. And you might say, well, I don't think I want to go through that. I don't think I want anything like that to happen to me. Then you're going to miss out on some of the greatest blessings that God has in store for you. And you say, well, I don't see that. I don't understand that. Oh, beloved, it's a wonderful mystery of the Lord in our lives, how He blesses, how He brings joy, how He brings peace, how He brings contentment. And my wife has been a blessing to so many, many people over the telephone. There's many people who call to encourage her, and they get off saying, I've received a far greater blessing than I was to Verna, because of the blessing she's shared with me through her witness, through her testimony. Oh, beloved, God knows how to use our life and bring forth fruit to His glory. And that's what He said there in verse 16. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And, beloved, she produces much fruit that will remain to the glory, honor, and praise of Jesus Christ. And as a result, through this broadcast, there's been much fruit. Many precious souls have opened their heart to Jesus, have been born again, and churches have been established as a result of this little broadcast. And it's not of me. It's all been of the Lord God and the work of the Holy Spirit of God that's brought it to pass and that has accomplished His will. For little is much when God is in it, we're told in the Old Testament. And, beloved, that's the truth. God can take little things and get great glory from them because it gives Him the opportunity to work in and through them to His praise and to His honor and to His glory. And, beloved, that's what my life's all about. It's His to use for His glory in whatever way He sees fit. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And, beloved, what a joy to be in the center of His will. Till next time, goodbye, and the Lord bless.